Venture X from Capital One is the travel card for people always asking,
where next?
You earn 10x miles on hotels and rental cars and 5x miles on flights booked through Capital One Travel and 2x miles on everything else you buy with Venture X. Plus, receive premium travel benefits like access to over 1,300 airport lounges. The Venture X card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
We're back, and you keep hearing all of this stuff on the mainstream, what they call the mainstream media, about there is really no nation of Israel. I mean, it's you have this land, they're occupying the land, the Palestinian land. But if you want to really, an accurate historical account, the absolute pure truth of the nation of Israel, there's only one place you can find that. Where is that, Joe? Are you there, Joe?
Yes, the King James Bible. Can you hear me?
Yep, there you go. So with that, we're going to play a little clip because this woman, she's got it right.
When we think about indigenous people, we think about their deep roots and long-standing connections to the land they inhabit, often spanning centuries or even millennia. For example, the Chinese from China, the Egyptians are from Egypt, and the Indians are from India. But what about the Jews? Well, the Jews are from Judea, the modern-day land of Israel, where Jewish heritage stretches back over 3,000 years. And like other indigenous people, the connection to the Jewish homeland is an integral part of the Jewish identity. Judaism is not just a religion, but the Jews are also a people with strong ties to the place from which they originated, the ancient land of Israel. The practice of Judaism is directly connected to that land. It celebrates holidays like the harvest time and has prayers that are tied to the seasons in the land of Israel. Seven crop species, including olives, grapes, wheat, and barley, are cherished in Jewish symbolism because they represent Israel, the land flowing with milk and honey. For centuries, Jews have been saying L'shana haba'a b'Yerushalayim, or next year in Jerusalem, never forgetting their connection to the land of Israel. But don't just take my word for it. Historians and archaeologists also point to artifacts and historical writings that prove the connection between the land of Israel and the Jewish people. Hebrew inscriptions have been found on thousands of artifacts dating as far back as the 6th century BC. Hebrew is my mother's tongue. I can read these thousands of years old artifacts. In addition to Jewish sources, an Egyptian document dating to approximately 1200 BC mentions a campaign in which an Egyptian ruler says that he has defeated Israel. Israel is no more, the document reads. Probably the worst prophecy ever made about the Jews since, you know, I'm still here. The Hebrew Bible is, of course, more than just a history book, but there's a lot of verified history in it. The fact that Jerusalem is mentioned 669 times in its pages confirms that the city is central to the Jewish identity. Politically, the land of Israel swapped hands for thousands of years, but it was never anything other than a sovereign Jewish state. Let me say that again. The only sovereign state that ever existed in the land of Israel forever is a Jewish state. The Jewish people have formed three nation states in the land of Israel throughout history. The first was the first Commonwealth, ruled by the House of David, and it lasted for more than four centuries. Israel was united by King David, and Jerusalem was the capital of that Jewish state. The first temple, built by King Solomon, was a huge source of Jewish pride. Then the Babylonians conquered the land, exiling most of the Jewish residents to Babylon. In 539 BC, Persia's King Cyrus conquered Babylon and issued the Cyrus Decree, allowing the Jews to return to Israel. And many did. They rebuilt the country, including the Second Temple in Jerusalem, on the site of the destroyed First Temple. Its western wall is still standing, and today it is the holiest site of the Jewish people. The second Jewish state is often referred to as the Second Commonwealth, later called the Kingdom of Judea, born from the Maccabean revolt against the Greeks. Hello, Hanukkah. It was a time of independence, but it didn't last. In 70 AD, the Romans conquered Jerusalem and burned down the temple, exiling most of the Jewish population and giving the land a new name, Palestina, in order to disconnect the relationship between the Jewish people and their homeland. After the destruction of the Second Temple, the land of Israel changed hands many times, from the Romans, the Byzantines, the Caliphate, the Crusaders, the Mamluks, the Ottomans, and the British Empire. But it wasn't until the 19th century that the Jewish people's longing to return to their homeland became an existential need because of the rise of murderous anti-Semitism. A movement was born, Zionism, the Jewish people's right to have a state again. Zion, by the way, is just another name for Jerusalem, and it's mentioned in the Bible over 100 times. Zionism is a movement for Jewish self-determination in their ancestral land in a Jewish, not an exclusively Jewish, state. Initially, locals welcomed new Jewish immigrants like my great-grandparents, who brought prosperity to the land with new cities and agricultural villages called kibbutzim. The people they encountered there included the community of Jews who had never left Israel, known as the Old Yeshuv. The Israeli Declaration of Independence ensures equality of social and political rights to all its citizens, regardless of religion, race, or sex, guaranteeing freedom of religion, conscience, language, education, and culture, and pledging to safeguard the holy places of all religions, which is what Israel does. Israel doesn't deny anyone else's identity. Of course, there have always been people of non-Jewish identity in the land, including modern Arab Palestinians, who also have ties to the place the Jews celebrate as the Land of Israel and the Christians call the Holy Land. But if you support indigenous people's rights, you should also be a Zionist and understand that the Jews are the indigenous people of the Land of Israel, who never really left. I'm Noah Tishby, author of Israel, A Simple Guide to the Most Misunderstood Country on Earth, for Prager University.
Hey, Joe, let me ask you this. How do you think those folks that are from Harvard out there marching and screaming and hollering, how do they line up against Noah Tishby? How would you compare the two? Now, this young lady, she's in a video. She's very, very pretty, but she's very smart. Now, where did she get her information? Well, somebody like you and me, well, we wrote it up, put it together. And where did we get it? We got it from God's Word, the King James Bible, didn't we?
Exactly. And then we also know how to do a thing called research. Real quickly, way back at Yasser Arafat spoke at the UN in 1974. And he said, you know, the Jewish invasion of Palestine began in 1881. Palestine was a verdant area inhabited mainly by Arabs in the course of building a life, dynamically enriching its indigenous culture, and went on and on and on. And I've got about 16 people who were visited at that time, different people talking about how desolate and lonely it was, ruined. There was nothing there. There was empty land when the Jews started coming back.
For 1,900 years.
Yeah. But it's so interesting. The Ottoman Turks had ruined the land when they had conquered it, and the Jews came back and rebuilt it, and then the Arabs came and went to work for the Jews, and then Yasser Arafat claimed in front of his great speech at the United Nations that the Jews had driven out the Arabs from their wonderful a thriving land. You know, the Palestine was a verdant area. No, it was a desolate desert. All the trees had been cut down by the Ottoman Turks, and the place had been utterly destroyed. So the whole thing has been based on lies since conception.
And yet God's Word, the Bible, said that it happened exactly the way God's Word, the Bible,
said
it would.
What happened. Yeah.
Yep, there you go. Alrighty.
And the other good news today, the European Union tripled its funding to Hamas. So that means there's more money going to Hamas to buy North Korean weapons and missiles and rockets and bombs.
Joe, I got to give the numbers out there. 888-281-1110, folks. It's awful quiet. Oh, boy, Margaret in Minnesota pledges 75. Thank you, Margaret. 888-677-9673. Phone lines are awful quiet right now. 888.
Yeah, please call in. Remember, we're not doing this for, this is not how we make our living. A lot of ministries get paid. No one in this ministry has ever been paid. We're all volunteers from when Pastor Ernie started. It's never changed. We all devote our own time, our own talent, our own treasure to keep this going. Your donations go to pay the radio airtime, pay the bills. And every station we're on has to, at a point, once we start, become self-sufficient. We have to be able to pay the bills. And that's why it's a true partnership. We're doing the work. Your donations pay the airtime, pay the bills, so we can be on the air and be the watchman on the wall for you. We're not here to make money. You don't see us out in the speech circuit or anything, traveling around, getting paid for speeches, making money. All we do is preach God's word and try and warn you and bring you to the Lord.
All right. Very good. Joe, I'm going to have to, I started talking about that article that Senator John Kennedy had written, but he said, several months ago, it wasn't well publicized, President Biden and the Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen gave Iran $3.5 billion through the International Monetary Fund. No, it wasn't. It was kind of whispered, wasn't it? And that's not the $6 billion that we have objected to, no. $3.6 billion cash. Now, I'll be glad to come on your show and explain how they did that. I objected to it at that time. I tried to pass a bill to stop it. They rolled over me. The press didn't pick it up. But here's the problem we face right now. The time to build the ark is before the rain. But the $3.5 billion and the $6 billion may be only a part of Joe Biden's cash for Iran. Senator Kennedy spoke out that his transfer of money to the Iranian regime back in 2021, Kennedy argued in a letter to Janet Yellen and Biden regime, plan would utterly result in China receiving $22 billion, Russia receiving $18 billion, and Iran receiving $3.5 billion. There you go, folks. That wasn't on NBC, ABC, or CBS, was it?
No, we're committing our own national suicide because the people have elected these crooked government that's betraying us. They're committing treason. They are selling us out to the world.
Remember that fellow named Nikita Khrushchev? I remember him making a statement. He said, we will destroy the West from within.
Right.
He says, and we will sell them the rope that they used to hang themselves with, and they will gladly pay us for it.
And it's the oil. Now the rope is the symbolic of the oil.
Yep.
Yeah. You know, I was just thinking, there was a cartoon up I saw, and you can't show it on the radio, but basically this character of the squad, and she's got a sign that says, let the January 6th protesters rot in prison, but she's pointing to a Hamas terrorist going, leave them alone. Yeah, have our January 6th people, the MAGA people, rot in prison, but leave Hamas alone. Why, they're just poor little freedom fighters.
All right, very good. Here you go.
Is that true?
All right, 888-281-1110. The phone hasn't rang since I gave this list. Or 888-677-9673. Right now we're down about, well, let's see, we have approximately 45 minutes left to take calls. And 45 minutes left to take calls so far this week, because of the economy and everything that's happening. We haven't met our goal one night, but that doesn't dampen our enthusiasm. Like I said earlier, when the times get tough, the tough get going, and that's what we got to do here tonight. There's no quit here.
I pledged 200 when we started the week. I'm going to add 100 to it, make it 300. And that's right after I purchased a lot of new equipment to have better communication with the radio studio. So I'm asking some people to match me. I'm working many hours a week. We work many, many hours a week to do this radio program. It's about like having a full-time job or even more sometimes. And if we believe enough in what's, what we're doing, getting the truth out to people, I'd like to see somebody match us.
Well, we only have today and tomorrow, so we got we've got less than 3 hours left to raise enough money for an entire month. And anyhow, Joe, more than 3,000 actors and musicians signed letters accusing Israel of war crimes, but they're very, very silent on Hamas targeting the murdering civilians. And they put out a video.
Beheading little babies in a crib, but that they can't mention that. I haven't heard them talking about the atrocities, like you said, at all.
An open letter from Artists for Palestine, UK, signed by more than 3,000 actors and artists and musicians, is being criticized for its tone of deaf condemnation of Israel and complete omission of Hamas and terrorist attacks which targeted civilians. We are witnessing a crime and a catastrophe. Israel has reduced much of Gaza to rubble and cut off the supply of water, power, food, and medicine to 2.3 million Palestinians. In the words of the UN's Undersecretary for Humanitarian Affairs, the specter of death is hanging over the territory. Gaza is already a society of refugees and children of refugees, now in their hundreds of thousands, bombarded from air, sea, and land. Palestinians whose grandparents were forced out of their homes at the barrel of a gun are being held, told to flee or face collective punishment on imaginable scale. Disposed of the rights described by Israel's Minister of Defense as human animals, they have become people to whom almost anything can be done. Now, he referred to who? Hamas as the human animals, didn't he?
Hamas, right. And that article is wrong on so many points. We in this program have talked about how it was the Arab leaders back in the 40s that told all the Arabs to leave Israel because they were going to go to war. They promised the people they'd bring them back or take them back to their home country. Well, gee, all these countries attacked Israel, and Israel won. The Arabs lost, and not one of the Arab countries took any one of these homeless Arabs back into their home country, and that's how come they were left there. It wasn't the Jews that brought them there. It wasn't the Jews that conquered them, made them slaves. I mean, everything about that statement you just read is historically wrong, is false. And the reason they're putting the electric, the water, the food is because there are 203 prisoners, many of them children, some babies, some 3 to 5 year old children being held hostage. And they say, when you release the hostages, we will turn on the lights, we'll turn on the water, and we'll bring the food. So they're not conducting a cruel warfare. They're saying that's the only bargaining chip they have to get these 203 hostages back. They're being hidden in underground tunnels that are underneath church mosques and hospitals and schools. The whole place is a network of tunnels. They're never going to be able to find them, I don't think. And so the only way they can force the Hamas to turn back the prisoners, the hostages, are to do this until they say, we give. And to me, that's fair. Nobody mentions those 203 hostages that they threatened to murder and put up on the YouTube for everybody to see.
Nope, I know that. All righty, very good. Well, let's see. We have the breaking. America attacked Iranian-backed Houthi militants fire missiles at U.S. Navy destroyer. We talked about that. Yeah. How much of what we're hearing can we say is accurate? Now, this comes from the Gateway Pundit. They're usually pretty accurate, okay?
Yeah, that's the source I trust. But anything anymore, I hate to say this. I am about as patriotic and pro-American as anybody you'll ever meet. But it's gotten, if anything comes out of the government these days, I just can't trust it. The military's lied. Army, Navy, Air Force has lied. The government has lied. The IRS lies. The FBI lies. I can't take anything they say at face value. We have to search it out and find out if they're telling us the truth or not.
All righty. I'll tell you who tells us the truth, and that's Wanda out in Texas. Wanda just pledged $300, and she's a sweetheart. Thank you, Wanda, $300, folks.
888. Thank you, Wanda. Yep.
888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. We only have less than an hour tonight and tomorrow and for the rest of the week to raise enough. Now, I'll tell you who tells the truth, and I've listened to her a lot. And do you remember her when she was a spokesman for the press, spokesman for President Trump? And that is Sarah Sanders.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so here, Arkansas is the first state in the United States that has taken a strong stance against hostile foreign entities, particularly China, by banning them from owning agricultural land in the state. Now, I'm hoping other states I'm hoping some of these other governors will have the guts to do this.
Wake up, yeah.
During a press conference, Governor Sarah Sanders announced that the state has ordered the Chinese state-owned agrochemical company Syngenta to divest itself of the land's holdings in Arkansas due to national security concern. Absolutely, we need to do that. China is the second largest landowner in America. It owns more land than any American, except for Bill Gates. Yeah. Bill Gates. And he's buying up as much land as he can. Do you know why, Joe?
If you control the food, you can control the people.
That's exactly what it's all about, isn't it?
Exactly.
Have you ever heard one mention of that on NBC, ABC, or CBS?
No, I haven't even heard it on Fox or Newsmax that I'm aware of. Of course, I could have missed it, but it's not been really promoted out there, no.
Well, you know, we're living in a time, and again, since Biden has been in, I had to play that clip again. I think we're going to play it on a regular basis, the one, Are You Fed Up? Because
I like that. I think that's a good idea. Well, here's one more thing I wanted to get in tonight. The Hamas chieftain was given a interview. Now, this is a public statement. It was on Al Jadid TV in Lebanon. And the Hamas chieftain, Osama Hamdan, said this: Hamas has just one no, no to the existence of Israel. I believe that Israel is the heart of the problems in our region, and that once Israel's gone from this region, an opportunity to resolve all the problems in this region will be opened. And they made some questions, but that's where he started. Now, listen to the rest. He was given some questions. It's not possible, to drive Israel into the sea, kill them all. He said, well, I'm not talking about throwing Israel into the sea anymore. In the past few days, the Israelis wrote in their media, what is the point of having a country when all its citizens have passports of the countries that they come from? Let them return to where they came from. We don't want to throw anyone in the sea. Let them return to where they came from. He's talking about people who have been using their passports or coming from all over to join the Israeli Defense Force to help defend Israel. We've had a lot of Americans go there. Jews from all over the world are rushing to. They're on reserve and join the Israeli Defense Force. But his first statement was, Hamas has one no, no to the existence of Israel, unquote.
Well, you know, Iran has made that very, very clear. That they've always wanted.
The big state in Israel is just the little one.
All right, Stanley in Warren, Ohio, here pledges $109. Thank you, Stanley. Stanley in Warren, Ohio. All righty, the phone numbers are 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Joe, you know, we were talking about a police state, how the country's going more and more towards a police state. A former GOP candidate for Michigan governor, remember him, he was the father of five. He sentenced to prison because the Obama-appointed judge didn't believe that he was remorseful for his nonviolent January 6th charges. I guess he was charged with being nonviolent. conservative husband.
He was charged with just being there. I don't think he even went inside, did he? Wasn't he one of those that's just outside?
No, conservative husband and father of five, Ryan Kelly, who ran in the Michigan GOP primary for governor, has been sentenced to prison for a misdemeanor charge for protesting outside the Capitol on January 6th.
Protesting outside.
You don't suppose that they don't want him to run for governor again because Whitmer is destroying Michigan. She's becoming less and less popular, and she knows that in a fair election she'd be toast, and that's why the Democrats can't fair. They can't afford.
We can't have fair elections. Nope.
They have fair elections. So, you don't suppose Whitmer's doing to her what they're doing to her, to him rather, is what
they're doing to Trump. Yeah.
Yeah. What Joe Obama is trying to do to Trump. That's again We're in a police state today, folks. We're in a police state.
You call that demonstrating outside. Now, he couldn't have interrupted the Congress. He couldn't have broken anything. He couldn't have broken and entered. I can't think of a single thing they could charge him for because we have the right to protest. Look at right now, they've got all these Hamas terrorists that were in the Capitol today. You know, in a big circle, sitting down, chanting and making noise and disrupting the entire Congress, and they called that peaceful protest. This guy's outside demonstrating, and he's being thrown in jail for how long?
It doesn't say there. They just said he was sentenced to prison today. Let me see here if they'll give the amount of time. Okay. They don't really tell you how long the prison sentence was. I'm looking here.
Uh-huh.
Maybe it's here in the back. Okay. According to NBC News, Kelly pleaded guilty in July 22 to a misdemeanor count of entering and remaining on restricted grounds. He admitted he rushed past U.S. Capitol police officers and used his hands to support another who was pulling a metal bike rack into the scaffolding. So that's what they're reporting now.
Oh, okay. They're changing a bit.
Yeah. So now I'm looking here. Oh, 2 years.
2 years.
Yeah. 2 years in prison for exercising his First Amendment rights. You don't seem to see that there seems to be two different sets of standards when it comes to people, right?
Oh, not at all. No. You mean, you know, if you're Christian, conservative, Republican, they want to put you in jail. If you're liberal, progressive, and weird with, you know, you're either a sodomite, a transvestite, transsexual, whatever, then you are can't do anything wrong. You mean that standard?
Harold in Illinois pledges 240. Thank you, Harold. Those numbers are 888-281-1110. Hey, can we play that I'm Fed Up again? Let's do it. Let's hear it again.
Let's do that again.
All righty. Go ahead and let her rip. Play it again.
We're fed up with the Green New Deal and the socialists who created it. We're fed up with the attacks on our fossil fuel and energy industries. We're fed up with an open border. We're fed up with human trafficking. We're fed up with fentanyl flooding our country. And we're fed up with illegal immigration. We're fed up with critical race theory. We're fed up with boys competing in girls' sports. We're fed up with... We're fed up with the liberal media, Twitter, Facebook, Google, and YouTube for blocking conservative speech. We're fed up with our government and universities censoring conservative thought, canceling debate, and rewriting history. We're fed up with the corruption in the FBI, the Department of Homeland Security, the CIA, the NSA, and the FISA Court. We're fed up with mask mandates, vaccine mandates. The CDC, the NIH, the WHO, and the misinformation campaign surrounding COVID-19. And we're fed up with Anthony Fauci. With the politicians and the elitists in D.C. who are getting rich while the middle class falls further behind every year. We're fed up with Joe Biden, with Nancy Pelosi. We're fed up with the January 6th Commission and those people who think that they can gaslight us. And we're fed up with Liz Cheney. Of November 8th, we're taking our country back.
Colors don't run.
Old Obama wants to take away our guns.
Hitler, Germany, Stalin, Russia, Mao, China.
All our freedoms they want to take away.
Better pack a lunch, pal.
So bring it on.
Let's get it done. The American way.
Freedom's price, our American patriots paid.
They paid the price in full.
Freedom's price, their blood they did trade.
It was their shed blood that was traded for our freedom.
I'd rather be dead. Communist slave.
I'd rather be dead than red.
If we're to live free, then we must live brave.
We must live brave. We must live brave. And they never will.
Freedom's calling, but America's patriot sons,
of which I am one.
Khrushchev said they would conquer us from within.
The public school system, the media, the university.
We will stand.
We will fight.
We'll never.
We will never, never give in.
In Jesus' name,
it's not over until we win.
You hear that out there, you Democrats? Especially you that live in Chicken Falls. Never. We'll never give in. Never. There you go. It's not over till we win, right, Joe? That's what God's Word of the Bible says.
I was just going to say, I think I know where you got that from.
Well, you know, Obama inspired me to write that song. I wrote that when he was in office. And you obviously can tell by the lyrics. But anyhow, second Nuremberg lawyer, Reiner Fulmich, who sought to hold COVID-19 bioweapon culprits accountable, seized by German government in Mexico. You know, here this guy wanted to bring them before the international courts, before what they did. One of these days, do you think that Fauci had war crimes, horrendous war crimes, just like those of Nazi Germany? Remember Dr. Mengele? Believe me, Fauci and Mengele have a lot in common, folks. Anyhow, James in Massachusetts pledges 100. Thank you, James. Wanda in Texas, she pledged another 50 on top of her 300. Thank you, Wanda. There you go. And so here, Joe, he says,
good people out there.
While he and his wife were visiting Mexico over the weekend, German lawyer Reinhard Fulmich was seized by the German government and taken back to Germany, where he was arrested and taken to jail in Frankfurt. You know, Joe Bama wanted to send back the homeschooling family from here. He wanted to put them back in Germany, to put them in jail for homeschooling in Germany. They left Germany. You know, he'll bring in terrorists. He'll bring in Al-Qaeda. He'll bring in ISIS. He'll bring in 45,000 Chinese troops. But he don't want Christians. No, no, Joe Bama don't want any Christians here. According to reports, Fulmich lost his passport and scheduled a visit to Germany embassy in Tijuana. When he arrived, German officials were ready and waiting for him, along with a 30-page document full of charges, which as of now have not been relieved or revealed publicly. When he entered the embassy on Friday, there were six men waiting to detain him, explains Leo Holman on his blog. There you go. The world is becoming more and more of a police state, isn't it?
It is. Some good news. You had mentioned earlier Sarah Sanders. She just did something else today, very noteworthy. She mandated the government in Arkansas will now use the gender-specific terms like he, him, she, her, you know, according to your sex. And she's mandating that they won't have any of this political correct woke crap in Arkansas and anywhere in the government. Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you, Sarah. I think maybe we should try to explain, you know, all you folks out there listening, how that works to your governors, you know?
Yeah, your governor can do some of that, too, if he or she has any HIPAA.
Absolutely. All right, we have Jen. Jen's in Minnesota. Janice in Minnesota pledges 30. Deacon John in Ohio pledges 200. And Reggie in Cleveland Heights pledges 50. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you. Sounds like we're gonna, you know, the good Lord's touching hearts. I didn't get this in yesterday, but as of yesterday, 108,000 illegals from around the world have crossed in through our border. Think about that, 108,000 in just a hair over 2 weeks. I call that an invasion, and an invasion of that many people is a act of war. And to go along with it was the news little item. There were 4,000 illegal aliens, they call them immigrants now. They're illegal aliens, illegal, in the city shelter in New York City, the city shelter system. But only 2,000 have applied for work. That's 3% of the total illegals in the city shelter system. And of the 2,000 that applied, none have received federal approval to begin working. Boy, the system is just working well, isn't it? Just couldn't get any better than that.
Well, you know what?
I'm being a little facetious there, folks. Yeah.
Well, you remember what AOC said, AOC, what she said, that people that don't want to work shouldn't have to work if they don't want to work, should be supported by those people that want to work.
Well, why doesn't she devote then, you know, 3/4 of her paycheck to those that don't want to work?
No, you see, you know, because you don't understand. I've told you before, liberals are the most generous people in the country, but they're only generous with other people's property, with other people's money. They're never generous with their own, right?
Right. Well, think about it. Biden, when he opened the border, there was no plan when he let them in. They had no plan when they started coming across the country, and now they're in all these cities. The cities don't have a plan. The federal government doesn't have a plan. And as far as I can tell, they still don't have any plan.
Well, see, you don't understand. Biden's boss is the Chinese. Those that own him, those that have given him so much money over the years, and they could
control him.
They could oust him in a heartbeat. They have given him his orders to destroy America, and they're telling him, you better hurry up because you're running out of time. You're not going to get reelected, right? And so it's so bad out there now. I mean, the last time was bad there in 20 when we saw 60, 65,000 people coming out to Trump rallies, when we saw a Trump train 90 miles long in Arizona, when we saw even out in the Amish company, Trump trains coming out with buggies. Thousands of people.
Vote who were standing up for Trump, yeah.
And then we're seeing 10 or 12 cars come out for Biden. We see Biden in his basement. And then we're told that we didn't really see what we saw. It wasn't really that way. That all of the people that stayed home and didn't come out, they all voted for Biden. Well, when we saw trucks come in, box trucks with 200,000 ballots. With Biden's name, this says right on the boxes, Biden ballots. When we saw all of this election fraud taking place everywhere, when you had a guy drive from Pennsylvania into New York, from New York into Pennsylvania, with 250,000 ballots on his truck, phony ballots, false ballots, and then they're telling us, well, all of that we saw, we really didn't see, right?
Yeah, they must have turned the truck around and gone somewhere else, right?
Yeah. And now, you know, let's just say if you were to take an actual honest poll, I mean an actual poll, okay?
If people weren't afraid, you mean? Afraid of their government, afraid to answer that?
Well, Joe, you know, when you take a poll, you can get your desired results. One thing is by where you take the poll, see? If you go into a blue city and you take a poll in there, what do you think you're going to get? Okay. But I'm talking about an actual poll of people across the country. And, you know, one that is legitimate, one that's believable. I'll bet if you did that today, Biden would be at probably 10%. What do you think?
No, I think it'd be higher because I think there are enough crazy people that have been brainwashed that just that all Republicans are we're wrong, that socialism is the only answer. All these college students that have been graduating, they've been brainwashed into a socialism. I see different polls where the Democratic government is no longer working. We need to come up with a different government. Well, we have one. You see, we're not a democracy. We are a constitutional republic, but nobody knows that anymore because the education system doesn't teach about our republic, what a republic is, a rule of law, laws that do not change, which are God's laws. And since that's no longer taught, people are calling us a democracy, which the founding fathers say always fails. Democracies always fail. So now, according to most of the surveys, most of the young people in the country want a new kind of government. It's getting crazy out there.
Well,
lack of knowledge. Again, back to that old lack of knowledge. We are destroyed for lack of knowledge.
When I talk about a legitimate poll, I'm not talking about a poll not polling the cities. I'm talking about where they call flyover country. You go out there.
Where the real people, the ones that work for a living.
Right. Where the real people that work for a living, where they live, okay? Those that have common sense. Those that, you just heard, those that would agree with everything that we just played, that clip that I'm fed up with.
Yeah.
Okay?
Those are the people.
That's a lot of people out there that feel that way. Believe me. You recently heard that song, Try That in a Small Town. That's the way a lot of us feel. It's getting more and more that way. And so, like Trump said, Trump says, you don't have time to get me back in office. The nation's going down too fast.
Yeah, going down quickly.
And this is one of the reasons we're working in so many counties in tactical civics. Tactical civics, what it does, it shows you and teaches you how, by the way, we've been having tactical civic meetings in our church. It shows you how to convene a militia, get your militia, because the Constitution demands you have a militia. And it shows you how you can take your country back, Joe, how to take the country back. We need to do that. We got to do that. All across the country, from what right now, there's about 3,600 counties in America today, and we have now tactical civics chapters, from what I understand, in about 1,000 of those counties out there right now. And one of the things they teach you in there is how to convene a grand jury. Once you get a certain portion of the population where you can convene a grand jury, which is legitimate, not the corrupt government. Our government has become so corrupted, the judicial system. But we're talking about, listen to this, Joe, government of the people, by the people. What do you think of that? Have you ever heard that before?
Yeah, and for the people shall not perish from this earth.
All righty, folks, we have less than...
Abraham Lincoln.
Amen. We have less than 15 minutes to hear from you. 888-281-1110. That's 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. We got to hear from you if you're going to continue to hear from us. California High School, Joe, students march through hallway chanting genocidal anti-Israel slogan. From the river to the sea, Palestine will be free.
Right. That means the destruction of Israel, because from the river to the sea goes back to Hamas. Originally, we're going to drive all the Jews into the ocean and destroy them. That's what that means, folks.
Do you think that's a good reason not to put your child in a public school?
I think that is one of many good reasons we have given people over and over and over not to put their children in the public school system. That's why we call it the public school system. Which, their quick story, there were in Tennessee two substitute teachers. They're both men, Ezra Fry and David Sevideo, were arraigned on prostitution charges. They're young men, 22 and 25. A trans and queer activist couple are substitute teachers at the Tennessee school, and they were busted for prostitution in an undercover operation. And I was looking at the pictures of these two men who dress and sort of try to look like women. It's a mockery. They weren't even close. Just, you know, it's horrible. And anyway, the whole story's sick. If you've got children there in Tennessee, what school? Trying to think of what school district it was. Hamilton County Schools, Hamilton County, Tennessee. And the picture, I wish folks you could see, these people look evil, vile, dirty, and they are their attempt.
Are they what you call those drag skags, Joe?
Yeah, they're ugly trends, drag queens.
All righty. Diana in Oregon pledges 150. All right. I want to say this very quickly, too. We have at the Doers of the Word Baptist Church, we still have about 300 vote no signs available, 300 to vote no on issue one signs available out there for you folks out in the Geauga, Lake County area. So with that, Joe, we're out of time, so we have to do this. We got to go to the most important part of the program tonight. And we've quoted tonight from the most reliable, the most absolute authoritative document that ever existed. The only document and the only thing on this planet Earth that God's Word, the Bible, says will remain He's, when God says heaven and earth will pass, but his words will never pass away.
Pass away.
And that's the King James Bible. And so we have that, and here's what he tells you. He tells you in that, listen to this, Joe, it's appointed to all men once to die. It's appointed to all men once to die. And then the judgment.
The judgment.
Amen.
And so let me ask you this, Joe. With that judgment, everybody's going to die, and that's for sure. What if you don't believe that? Is it still going to happen?
It's still going to happen. It doesn't matter what you believe. It's what God says, because his word is everlasting. It's eternal, and what he says will happen.
So we have over 6,000 years of 100% accurate revelations, fulfillment of the prophecies. And so now God, who cannot fail, God who cannot lie, says it's appointed to all men once to die and then the judgment. That means that when you die, you're going to end up, because people are permanent. We don't go out of existence. We just change real estate, right? And
right.
So we're going to end up in heaven or hell.
State and form.
Okay. There's no trance, is there? In that there's heaven or hell, but there's no trance in between, is there?
No. No.
No. So anyhow, folks, here's what you do. Very important. This is the most important thing that anyone could ever do, would ever do, ever has done, and that is this. It's called upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, folks. You see, that's the most important thing anyone's ever done. Now, here's what the Bible says, that if you pray to the Father, Jesus said, pray to the Father, ask for forgiveness of your sins, and if you do that, okay, then God will honor that. And then what you do, ask the Lord Jesus to be the Lord of your life, all of your life, without any reservations at all. You got to put him first, because that's what he did for you. When he hung and he took your place upon the cross, he put you first. If mm-hmm. you'll do that, you'll become a new creature, a born-again believer, an heir of the kingdom, and you will be on the road to immortality. And you will be indwelt with the Holy Spirit, God himself. Now, you've got God's word on that. It doesn't get any surer than that. You've got God's word on that. What do you think, Joe?
I think that is 100%, 1,000% right.
Amen.
God tells us we become that born-again believer. We become a child of the kingdom. And we become, well, 2 Corinthians 5, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. And if you are in Christ, it's because you have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit of God.
All righty, there you go. Well, you're absolutely right. And we're done. I want to thank the folks out there for tonight. We're going to be here till midnight, about another 7 or 8 minutes. And taking the call, so please call. And we are out of time, Joe, so we're coming up to that time that we come to every night at this time, and that is when it's when we say good night, right?
Good night.
Now, we always say good night, and then we say what?
God bless you.
God
All right.
bless.
Do we really mean that?
We really do.
Yes.
And then we say always, and I do mean always, right?
Always.
Okay. Yes. Keep fighting the fight.
Fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
When I grow up, I want to work for a woke company, like super woke.
When I grow up,
I want to be hired based on what I look like
rather than my skills.
I want to be judged
by my political beliefs.
I want to get promoted
based on my chromosomes.
When I grow up,
I want to be offended
by my coworkers
and walk around the office
on eggshells
and have my words policed
by HR.
Words like
grandfather,
peanut gallery,
long time no see,
no can do.
When I grow up,
I want to be obsessed with emotional safety
and do workplace sensitivity training
all day long.
When I grow up, I want to climb the corporate ladder
just by following the crowd.
I want to be a conformist.
I want to weaponize my pronouns. What are pronouns?
It's time to grow up and get back to work. Introducing the number one woke-free job board in America, RedBalloon.work.